The Federal Education Minister has appointed Professor Sue Thomas from the University of New England to one of the most senior roles in Australia's research and innovation sector. The Senior Deputy Vice-Chancellor will become CEO of the Australian Research Council, which provides advice to the federal government on research and manages $800 million in research grants. Professor Thomas will take up her appointment in July, and she spoke to me about her new role a short time ago. Professor Thomas, congratulations on your appointment as the new CEO of the Australian Research Council.
Thank you very much. I'm very excited about it.
How big a role does the Council play in driving innovation in Australia?
The ARC is one of the two big agencies, the other one being the National Health and Medical Research Council, which of course concentrates more on medical research. The ARC covers the spectrum of research from pure to applied, and so it is a lovely balance of lots of different research paradigms across all of the academic disciplines. So in that sense, it has a very central role in the research environment in Australia.
And you manage $800 million in research grants. How do you decide where to allocate that money?
There is a formal grant review process which involves experts from the academic disciplines, and there's quite a high level of scrutiny and triangulation between those experts with the hope that the outcome of the grants as awarded becomes both transparent and fair.
What do you hope to achieve as CEO? Do you have one key goal?
Increasing the links between the ARC, the research sector and out through to industry following the government's desire to increase links there, that's a key outcome for the role.
You have a research background, but do you agree then with the government that one of the problems with fully capitalising on our research in Australia is that the links to industry are still not strong enough?
I'm not in the role yet, so I couldn't really speak with authority on that. I do think it's important to have links with industry and also to have a range of fundamental research happening so that there are many pathways to innovation across the different academic disciplines.
Just a tricky question. How do you define innovation?
Well, it can be seen in a number of different ways. As I said to someone yesterday, it can be something like in the agricultural research sector, working with farmers on a new way of applying research so that there is greater adoption or shorter time to market. That's one type of innovation that Australia really needs. On the other hand, it can appear quite blue sky and without a targeted outcome, but might be something that gets picked up because it turns out to be useful down the track. So innovation incorporates both of those things. It includes both headspace and the creative part of research, but then also practical applications of it.
So is there a danger that balance that you talked about could go too far the other way and that we could become too sceptical of the benefits of pure scientific research?
That wouldn't really be appropriate for me to comment on that. I'm very happy to work with government on their agenda. And certainly having links with industry is an important part of the spectrum of what's needed to capitalise best on the outcomes of all of their different types that come out of research.
Why isn't it appropriate for you to comment?
I'm not in the role yet.
So can you speak as the Deputy Vice-Chancellor then of the University of New England?
What I would say is both pure and applied research are important. So I've given you the example in agriculture where applied research can be important. But then if you look back to the original discovery of penicillin, for example, that came from a quirky observation in a laboratory for which there was no immediate application, but then coupled to understanding the power of what something that could kill bacteria could give to the world more broadly led to the commercialisation of that and the large-scale application of antibiotics to treat infection, which has been transformative.
The Prime Minister's public enthusiasm for innovation has dropped off a little since the last election. It's now even seen as electoral poison in some circles. Does that worry you?
It doesn't worry me personally. And nor would I comment on the political domain. My job will be to promote research in all of its different forms from all of the different parts of the Australian research sector, and I will really relish that.
If you need to promote innovation, though, to the public, is it a concern that in some circles it is seen as something to be frightened of?
That's an interesting observation. I guess what I would say to any researchers that it's important not just that they're undertaking excellent research, but that they're able to explain its value to the public, who rightly want to understand what their funding is being invested in. So how excellent is research if you can't speak about it to everyone? I think that would be an interesting question.
Professor Thomas, thanks so much for joining the world today.
Thank you very much for your time.
That's Professor Sue Thomas, the incoming CEO of the Australian Research Council.